talking with Senator James Lankford. Senator, a lot of things going on that the Senate's paying attention to right now. Top of mind, a cloture vote just now on trade promotion authority that appears that we should probably see that pass in the next few days.
I would think it would pass in the next, really, 30 hours. It's a cloture vote that'll give 30 hours of debate, and then at the end of that, close with a final vote. I would anticipate it would pass. It had 60 votes. There are a few folks that are out right now on campaigns and such that were not present, so I think we're going to pass with a decent margin at the end of the day. But it is its own unique challenge because of the misinformation that's out there on Trade Promotion Authority. Somehow people lose track of the fact this is a 12-year agreement. This sets the path for trade for the next 12 years. It's not about what happens just in this administration. It's really the next two administrations, how they handle trade and what the basic requirements are.
And, you know, there's a lot of folks that do point to, you know, we don't know if we can trust this president to handle and do what we want him to do.
I've heard that over and over again. Why would you give this president more authority? Actually, this doesn't give him more authority. It actually limits the authority. Every president has the ability to be able to negotiate with other countries. But when they actually have to close the deal, this is Congress saying when you actually make the final agreement, you have to include these things into the final deal. And then that has to come back before Congress for a final vote. So it's extremely important that we require that final vote. The Trade Promotion Authority guarantees that.